Health experts at a news briefing in Jakarta Monday criticized Indonesia's strategy of containing avian influenza by vaccinating poultry. Since 2003, the H5N1 virus has killed 39 people in Indonesia, one of the highest death tolls in the world for avian influenza. The number continues to rise steadily, with the country recording one death every 2.5 days last month. Trisatya Naipospos is vice chair of the National Committee on Bird Flu Control. She says with an estimated 300 million backyard chickens in Indonesia, vaccination is too expensive and too slow. She says infected and exposed birds have to be taken out of circulation.
We have to stop this transmission chain from poultry to human. And there's no other alternative way to do it unless you kill the chickens.
Stephen Bjorg is a medical officer for the Communicable Disease section of the World Health Organization. He says the culture of keeping backyard chickens needs to change, and public education is a key strategy. But he admits it is difficult to convince people that dead and dying chickens are dangerous.
All their lives, all of their ancestors' lives, have been lived with the reality of chickens dying. But the fact is that this virus is something that's new and different. I'm telling people all the time, we're in the 21st century. There's too many humans on Earth to live the way our ancestors lived. There has to be some changes.
Bjorg says in Indonesia the disease has not only affected farming communities and poultry workers as it has elsewhere. He says a quarter of Indonesia's cases have occurred in urban settings. Indonesia has appealed for $900 million over 3 years to fight the disease, but donor nations and development organizations have asked for a detailed plan on how the money will be used. In response to international pressure and criticism of the country's failure to stop the spread of the virus, the Indonesian government will convene a meeting of more than 40 international avian flu experts on Wednesday. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Jakarta.